Christchurch residents are being asked to keep their eyes peeled for a rare visitor to their city, particularly around the Port Hills. Since the start of the year, at least two kea have been spotted by the public in the area, the first time the alpine parrot has been seen in the city in recent memory. Now, Kea Conservation Trust wants to know of any more sightings so they can understand how the birds are moving. Joining me now is Dr. Laura Young. Kia ora, Laura.
Kia ora. How's it going?
Very well, thanks. How's it going for you?
Oh, good. Yeah, this is quite an exciting event. It sort of certainly sparked a lot of interest in the area with this, two different kea visiting Christchurch and surrounds lately.
Now, just to recap, how long has it been since kea was spotted in the Port Hills?
I'm not 100% sure, but I've never heard of it in my time, so probably some decades, I'd say.
And that is quite a distance from their usual home in the Southern Alps, isn't it?
Yeah, the nearest sort of population is probably a couple of hours out to the west, on the way to Arthur's Pass, Craigieburn Forest and things like that. So, yeah, that is a bit of a distance.
Any idea where the kea have come from?
No, but we're desperate to find out. So one of those birds that has been seen was not wearing a band or any bands on its legs, but one was, and someone got a photo showing that the bands were white, which is a good start, but then there's special symbols, letters and numbers on those bands, and if someone could just get a good photo and zoom in and we could see that, then we could figure out which bird it was and where it's come from.
So is that the only way that people living in Christchurch can help, is really just about taking photographs with as much detail in the image as possible?
Yeah, that's a huge way to help. And also, you know, that helps them to learn about the species as a whole, and then when they go out into the kea's more natural habitat, they can also contribute to this citizen science program by reporting kea sightings or, you know, looking out for sick ones or anything like that. But other ways that have been discussed lately are if someone does see their kea in their area and they are doing like a local trapping program or something, just to disarm those traps for a while, just in case they're not kea proof and, you know, kea are really curious birds and they can get into things like that and cause injury. So that's been one thing that's been floating around. Those are the major things. And, of course, definitely don't feed the kea or try to encourage them into your area, because it's just best that they make their own way back to their natural environment in time. So, yeah, those are the main things, really.
Now, in terms of disarming the traps, is that for people living on the Port Hills? What area are you talking about?
Oh, the kea can move anywhere, I guess. So lately it's been seen on the Port Hills. So if people do have traps in their backyard or in the bush, or and they think that the kea is going to be in danger, then, you know, just unset that for a while, yeah.
Let's talk about the Kea Conservation Trust. Let's talk about the kea, actually. What do we need to know and be reminded about these mountain parrots?
Yeah, what we need to know, there's so many things. They're, you know, one of our national iconic birds, Taonga species. They are beautiful, large parrots that we call alpine parrots, but they're actually, you know, they live and breed right down to sea level on the west coast and in the northern part of the South Island too. So they're actually forest birds as much as mountain alpine birds. But we do know them as alpine birds because they spend a lot of time hanging around in the tops. What else do we... they're under sort of great pressure from predators, I guess. Predators, lead poisoning, cars, humans and our staff, lots of threats to this species. And so that's why we should, you know, really try and take care around kea when we go into kea habitat and just watch them and definitely don't encourage them by feeding them and things like that. So
How many are there in the care population?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's really hard to get a good population estimate of a bird that is so wide-ranging and variable, but the estimates that are out there are somewhere between 3 and 10,000. They certainly seem to be thriving on the west coast and in Fiordland, but in other areas like east of Arthur's Pass or Nelson Lakes, you know, places where they used to be pretty common, they're now in much lower numbers.
And they're just on the South Island?
They're just on the South Island, yes.
And the Trust, what sort of work do you do to preserve the care?
The Care Conservation Trust does lots of different things. A lot of advocacy work and working with communities, going around sort of educational stuff, lots of things about care conflict and how to resolve that. So, for example, in Golden Bay, when care come down to people's houses or into forestry sites or whatever, and, you know, the Care Conservation Trust has representatives that go around and sort of offer ideas and constructive advice about how to deal with that and how, how to manage conflict situations. We do lots of research on things like lead poisoning, populations in different areas. We work with all sorts of groups and just such a massive range of work, and there's lots of it on the Care Conservation Trust website too that you can look into more. And of course also the care sightings database, and there's another thing called the care survey tool which people can participate in and help sort of develop our understanding of care and numbers and locations where they are and aren't and how they're doing and how that changes over time. So that's a big thing that we do.
And when you talk about care conflict, what are you talking about exactly?
I guess care being sort of known as those cheeky, curious birds that they are. Sometimes they get themselves in a bit of trouble when they come down and, you know, try to eat our stuff, like, say, forestry equipment, seats. you know, at ski fields, they come and hang around sometimes and wreck things, you know, people's gear. When people are camping on the mountains, they sometimes come and peck at your tent or steal your boots, that sort of thing. So it's just around, you know, learning to accept that they're part of our environment, they belong there, and figure out ways to deal with living in harmony together.
And so the Conservation Trust has like care conflict negotiators, and you go in there and work out how to resolve situations.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of that. I'm not involved in that personally, but other people are, and they just work with groups to try and, you know, overcome some of these issues and help them understand a bit more about the species and how they can protect their stuff. And yeah, usually the care, you know, if they come to a site, they're often a bunch of sort of rowdy juveniles, similar to teenagers going to a mall, I guess, and cause a bit of trouble and then move on. So yeah, they often go as quickly as they come. Sometimes they can hang around for a few weeks or more and, get themselves into a bit of trouble. But, I mean, most people just love them and, you know, find them very enigmatic and
entertaining.
You know, beautiful. Yeah, entertaining. Like a clown, really, you know.
So, antics. Just to close, Laura, if people do spot those care in the Port Hills or anywhere in Christchurch for that matter, what do they do?
Yeah, go to the care sightings database, it's just caredatabase.nz, and put in your sighting and have a good look to see, you know, if you've got a camera there or some binoculars, get that out and have a look to see if you can see, you know, its colorations around the eye and the bit above the bill. If it's got any yellow on it, it's probably a younger bird, less than 3 years old. If it's just all dark around those parts, it's probably an adult. And if it's got a really long upper bill or beak, that means it's a male. Females have a much shorter smaller head and beak, but it's sometimes it's not obvious unless they're standing side by side. So, you know, photos are great, but definitely send in reports to the Kea Sightings Database. That would just be so valuable.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Laura. Thanks for your time. All the best.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Thank you.